Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Round Rock, Texas, and the IWFL All-Star Game, East vs. West. I'm John Shockley.
And I am Julie Shockley.
And we're here live in Round Rock, getting ready for the All-Star Game 2011. Want to remind everybody out there that there will be fan voting for the MVP for today's game. So if you want to place your vote, text rates, standard text rates will apply, but place your vote for your fan favorite at IWFL MVP and text it to 313131. So at the end of the game, the MVPs will be announced. I'd like to, they're doing the national anthem at the moment out there on the field. And so we'll take a moment to thank some of the sponsors for this championship weekend of the IWFL. The IWFL absolutely would like to thank the city of Round Rock, Texas, who has provided tremendous support through the league.
And they'd also like to thank Build-A-Sign for providing the signs around the stadium, some awesome signs for all of the teams that were in the championship game. IWFL team accommodations and meeting space provided by the Wingate Wyndham in Round Rock.
The All-Star jerseys are provided by Bolt Athletics. The East is wearing red, and the West is wearing blue.
Audio cast of the North American Championship and All-Star Game is provided by what you're listening to, this fantastic station of WSB Talk.
And the live webcast and broadcast services were provided by Jeff Power TV Productions with a championship game last night. For those of you who may not have realized it, the Atlanta Ravens beat the California Quake 24-22 in a very exciting game last night. We're getting ready for the kickoff here. The players are getting ready to line up. We would like to point out the captains for the All-Star team. On the East, we have number 4, Laura Cantu from the Houston Energy. Number 18, Jennifer King from Phoenix. Number 51, Erica Adams from the New England Intensity. And number 80, Jamie Naylor from the Manchester Freedom.
And on the left side, we have number 2, Stephanie Bredingen from the Warriors. We have number 5, Simone Shepherd from the Shockwave. Number 50, Nancy Jarville from the Crush. And number 57, Heather White from the Shockwave.
Right now, the teams are lining up, placing the ball, get ready for the opening kickoff. The West will be kicking to the East. The West will be going to our left, and the East will be going to our right. We have number 50 back on the West to kick off, and that is Nancy Jello, one of the captains. And the kick is off and received by number 1, Amira Ford, from the Knockouts, and she's running back and forth and ends up going out of bounds at about the 36-yard line. So the East will take possession and start out the game on offense. Hope everybody listened to the two games yesterday, whether on the web or on the WFB Talk. There were two games yesterday, the North American Tier 2 Championship, which was won by the Seattle Majestics 20-0 over the New England Intensity, and then the World Championship of Tier 1 that was won by the Atlanta Ravens over the California Quake. The East is coming up to the ball. They got receivers split out to the right and left and two in the backfield. Number 4, Laura Cantu, is under center. She drops back and pitches to Amira Ford, who takes it off to the left side and gains about 2 yards on that play.
Said she was gang tackled by several players on the West defense. We'll see how the game goes today. Obviously, most of these players have never played together before. They were put together at a practice on Friday, I believe had a practice yesterday, and coming out today to see what they can do.
We do have some players from both the New England intensity out there and some players from the Seattle Majestics who played yesterday, as well as we have seen one player from the California Quake, and we haven't seen anybody suit up yet from the Atlanta Ravens, but we'll let you know if we see anybody out there. The East offense is in a shotgun now. Receivers split out left and right. The snap is back. Cantu's back, looks to throw. She throws a long one down the field, has number 18, who drops the ball at the 40-yard line for an incomplete pass. Number 18, the intended receiver for the East, was Jennifer King from Phoenix.
She was covered by number 24, Amanda Brackey from the Crush. Number 18 on the East definitely wanted a pass interference flag there. It looked like there was a little bit of contact before the ball came in, but there was no flag on the field, so it looks like a clean play.
For those of you out there, the IWFL puts on a tremendous weekend here in Round Rock. If you get a chance, come on out here. You'll see some good football, 3 games, 1 ticket. Right now, again, they're going with that same set, the East, the shotgun formation, 2 receivers split out. The snap's a little wide. Cantu's looking. She's being pressured. And she, under pressure by number 37.
That's right there from the shockwave.
She was unable to get the pass. She got the pass off, but it was incomplete.
Like, we're coming up on 4th down and 8 for the East. We'll see if they keep playing or if they decide to kick the ball away.
We have 13 minutes and 22 seconds left in the first quarter. No score.
It does look back like the East is going to punt the ball. The West has number 5, Simone Shepherd, back to receive the punt.
She's from the Portland Shockwave and is a native of Australia. The snap is off. The kick is high and up and doesn't travel very far. It is down on the West 40.
About the 47-yard line.
47-yard line. So the West offense will take over. I think right now, Julie, we're just seeing teams feeling out the teammates and trying to get used to each other.
Well, that's definitely how it's going right now. We'll see if the West offense can start coming off a little better than the East did right there. Looks like the West has number 2. Stephanie Brennigan in at quarterback. She plays with the Warriors.
From Wisconsin. So the West lines up with a shotgun formation, 2 in the backfield, and receivers split out. Both teams are using the same formation, it looks like. The snap is good, and it's a quick handoff. Let's see who that handoff was. She gained about 6 yards on the play.
That was Melissa McGowson from the Vixen.
So the West starts off with a run and gets some positive yards. So it'll be 2nd and 4 with the ball on the 47 with 2:30 left in the first quarter. The West is staying in the same formation. They're on the ball. Good snap, and another quick handoff. Again, it's number, it's who ran the ball this time, Julie? I didn't see that number.
I can't see who it is either.
But it's a first down for the West.
That would be Simone Lindakis from the Maniacs, number 44. I believe she was a rookie this year for the Maniacs, had an outstanding season. She's definitely a threat running the ball.
Yep, the West is going to stay in this formation. We're waiting for the snap. Ball's off, and it's a handoff to number 28, who cuts to the right side and gains a couple yards.
.11:26 left in the first quarter. Nobody has scored yet. The West is handling the ball for the first time in this game.
It's 2nd and 8 for the West. For those of you who missed the championship game, there were some fantastic performances. Two players that certainly would have come out here and played had they not played in a championship game last night. That would be Kanegi Ninji Martin and
Charmaine Chin.
Oh, we have a fumble. The West fumbles the ball.
It looks like the East recovered. That ball was stripped out pretty well by the East defense, and they come up with that turnover. So the East defense coming back on, or East offense coming back on field.
Yeah, we didn't get the number of the player that fumbled, so she's probably happy about that. We're not announcing her name. But it was a fumble for the West. We have 10:49 left in the first quarter. It's 1st and 10 for the East on the 36-yard line. They're 36. They come up to the ball this time. Their Cantu is under center, and they got Trips out to the left and one single receiver out to the right and a single back in the backfield. So they changed up their formation. A quick snap and a quick handoff to the back from the Houston. Well, I believe it's from the knockout, and that was Rene Truin from the Houston knockout. Oh, no, it's not Houston. Excuse me. The knockouts are from the Dallas area. North Texas. They're called the North Texas knockouts. The IWFL has a lot of teams throughout the country. So, ladies, if you're interested in playing women's tackle football, check out IWFLsports.com. This time they go to shotgun formation, still Trips to the left, a single receiver to the right, and the snap is back. She's got time. She's thrown, has a receiver, number 21, open. She's in the open field right now, running out to the right sideline and gets all the way down to the 24-yard line.
That was a fantastic catch by number 21, Brandy Jones from the Energy. Great throw by Laura Cantu. Brandy Jones had to get some air to catch that ball and bring it down, but she made a great catch and moved the ball really quickly down the field now.
So the East definitely is going to concentrate on passing. Most they've come out ran one run play, and everything else has been passes. So we have 9:34 left in the first quarter, with the East lining up. Looks like they're going to have two in the backfield, single receivers on the right and left, and Cantu is under center this time. Oh, we have a penalty. Maybe offsides, but I don't think anybody on the line jumped, so I think it might be against the defense on the West.
Yeah, they're moving the ball for the East there. It looked like they had either a hard count or maybe a two count on that one. Caught the West defense off guard. A bunch of the West defense jumped into the neutral zone, hit a couple of the East offensive linemen, and took that penalty.
So it'll be 1st and 5 on the 19 for the East, their first time in the red zone. They're going under center. No, she's backing up in a shotgun formation now. We got single receivers to the right and left. And the snap is a little high, but she looks like she's got time, and she's throwing a pass. She's got a receiver in the end zone. No, it's nice play by number 45 of the West to step in front of the receiver and knock the ball down. We do not have the name for number 45. Our roster is not quite 100% late arrivals here in Round Rock, but it was a nice pass.
The intended receiver on that play was number 12, Robin Little from the Energy. She actually turned into a defender on that play as she had to strip the ball out of the West defense's hands and make sure that wasn't intercepted in the end zone.
All right, the East is coming up this time. Cantu's under center. We have Trips on the left and a single back in the backfield. and she pitches it to the single back, number 26, and she's rambling out to the left side, and she plows over near a first down, but I believe she's a yard short. Number 26 for the East, running the ball, is Renee Fruin from the Knockouts. So it'll be third and two on the ball on the 16 with 7:30 left in the first quarter. So the East is driving the ball. They're going to need to get a first down. Let's see what kind of formation they come out here. This time they go with trips to the right, single back set, and two under center. And it's a quarterback sneak to get the first down. Looks like she got it, Julie.
I think that one will be really close. The West defense really stood her up straight on that one. I'm not quite sure if she was able to reach that first down marker.
Looks like they gave her a good spot, Julie.
Yes, they did.
So it's first down East.
Ball's on the 14-yard line.
And we have 6:40 in the first quarter with no score at this moment in the IWFL All-Star Game here in Round Rock, Texas.
It's great to see so many players throughout the country show up for this All-Star Game. There's players from multiple teams in the East and the West out here that have come out to play in this game and support the teams in the championship games yesterday. It's been a really great weekend.
Cantu under center, and they had trips to the right. Number 52 got through and knocked Cantu down, but she was able to pitch the ball to number one from the Knockouts, and she runs around a little bit and ends up getting a few yards on the carry. Number one is Amira Ford from the Knockouts.
Like we have an injured player for the West down on the field. Getting up a little slow, that's number 24, Amanda Brackey from the Crush. Hopefully she's okay. They have trainers coming out just to take a quick look at her right now.
That was the Quake player here that's here in this game. Tara Philpott, who from number 52, is the one who put the pressure on Cantu, came right over the middle and gave her a little, but she was, give her credit, she was able to get that ball off, pitch it to the back.
Players on the field are getting some water right now while the West player is getting looked at by the trainers.
As opposed to yesterday at this time, today it is hot and sunny.
Not a single cloud in the sky here today, as John said, opposed to yesterday where we had a pretty overcast day, much cooler temperatures today. It's very hot.
So they'll definitely, the players are going to need to stay hydrated and be sure that they're paying attention, the coaches out there. Make sure these players are all taken care of out here in this heat because it got very hot last night as well for the second game, but this game is nothing compared to the temperature yesterday that was so mild for that North American Championship.
Well, the trainers have Amanda up, and they're helping her off the field. She looks like she's trying not to put too much pressure on her right leg. I'm not sure if it's a knee or an ankle that she may have twisted, but... she's just getting a little help off the field, and hopefully she's okay.
Yeah, I never like to see somebody get hurt, in particular in an All-Star game. So we hope she's fine. It's just a little knock, as everybody gets once in a while playing football. So we'll reset the stage for you. We got 5:58 left in the first quarter. It's second and six, ball on the 10, East driving on the West. No score in the game to this point. Again, don't forget to vote for your fan favorite MVP for this game. Remember, standard text rates apply. Place your vote for your fan favorite. Text IWFL MVP to 313131. At the end of the game, the MVP will be announced. Okay, the West defense is set. The East offense is up. They got trips to the right, single back in the backfield, Cantu under center. Snap is off. She fakes a pitch and gives a quick handoff to number one, who runs around in a nice play by number 45 on the West. Sure wish we had her number. That's the second good play she's made.
Yeah,
we have her number. We just don't have her name.
She made a great open field tackle on that one. Number one for the East, Amira Ford, tried to dance and weave through there, tried to jump over, and she just got her legs taken out promoted her by number 45. We'll try to get that player's name for you as soon as possible.
It looks like it's Tracy Wheelock from Modesto Maniacs. That is her number when she plays with the Maniacs, so we were able to figure that out. So she's made two good plays on defense for the West. The East is set up in a shotgun, single back, and trips to the right. Ball is snapped high. Cantu has some time. She throws it, but she gets clobbered by the Tank from the Quake. So she got hit hard, and she's throwing at her pass.
Yeah, the Tank was, it looked like she was unblocked coming through, and it's never a good thing to not put any blocks on a middle linebacker coming through and taking out your quarterback. So Cantu definitely had a nice welcome into the game from the Tank.
I think she's taking a little frustrations out after that game last night where the Quake lost in a close one to the Ravens.
I believe you're right.
So it looks like the East is going to attempt a field goal. We have number 7, Laura O'Malley from the Firebirds.
Ball being held by number 4, Laura Cantu.
It's snap, it's high, but she gets it down. The kick is up, and the kick is good. So we have our first points of the day. The East scores on a field goal.
4:07 left in the first quarter. The East is up 3-0.
So it turns out for a decent drive for the East because they get points out of it. 3 points. They certainly would have rather had the 7, but they'll take the 3. They draw first blood in the game. Appropriate for the team dressed in red.
We want to make sure and mention as many players as we can today that are playing in this All-Star game. It's a little difficult because not everybody is wearing the number that they wear during the regular season for their home teams, but we'll try and get names of everybody out here today for all the listeners we have.
Definitely. All these ladies made the trip out here to Round Rock, were recognized by their peers in the league. You didn't know the IWFL voting is by players, coaches, and delegates. So these ladies are chosen by their peers throughout the IWFL. So it's an honor for them to be here. And all these ladies definitely deserve a mention that they made the trip out here and are in this Texas heat playing football. So it looks like we the East is getting ready to kick off. Who do we got back receiving? Looks like...
Once again, it's number 5, Simone Shepherd, and number 28, Melissa McAlvin.
The kick is off, and Melissa McAlvin receives the ball, and she takes it down to what looks like the 39, maybe the 40, depending on where they spot it. They give her the 40. So the West will start out on their own 40-yard line. Once again, we want to mention that there will be on August 14th on Fox Sports Southwest a show that will show the championship games this weekend, all-star footage. It will be a wrap-up show produced. It will be the first time, and it will be on Fox Sports Southwest on August 14th. And it's produced by Jeff Power TV Productions. The West takes a quick snap and throws it to number 5, Simone Shepherd out in the flat, and she gets, about 6 yards?
Yeah, she gains about 6 yards on that play, so a good play by the West to pick up 6 yards on the first down.
So 3:30 left in the first quarter, East leading 3-0. It's 2nd and 4 on the 46-yard line. The West comes up to the ball. They've got 2 receivers to the right, 2 to the left, single back in the backfield in a shotgun formation. The ball snaps a little high, but it's a quick handoff to the single back. She splits out to the left, doesn't quite get past the line of scrimmage. She just kind of runs along it because that was number 28. Didn't quite have a hole to run through. 28 is Melissa McAlpin from the Vixen. The East did a pretty good job on defense. They just strung her out there, Julie.
Yes, they did. It looked like there was some potential, some room out there to run, but the East was able to close it down pretty quickly. We have third and, like, third and four on this play. Ball's on the west 46-yard line.
The West breaks the huddle, coming up to the line. Looks like they're going to put three receivers out to the right. Single back in the backfield, one to the left. Lion Dykus is out there to the right. We know she can run if she catches the ball. Quarterback drops back to throw. Oh, throws it there. Oh, it's nearly picked off. It was a short pass. It was intended for Lion Dykus, and that was 34 from the knockouts on the East, who jumped in front of that. And that's LaToya Warren. That was a nice play by the defense.
That absolutely was. I think she was looking down the field, thinking that she may be running towards the end zone on that one. It would have been a tough catch, but she definitely got her hands on it, read the quarterback well, and jumped the route and almost had an interception. Fourth and four for the West. We'll see if they decide to go for it. The ball is almost at midfield, or if they'll kick it away at this time.
All-star game, what do you think? They're going for it.
Yeah, they absolutely are.
Look, they got double receivers on the right and left, shotgun formation. Snap, good. Quarterback's back, got plenty of time. She throws, and number 34 has another opportunity to pick off the ball. This time, LaToya Warren again. And again, she's not happy with herself because that's two balls that were catchable, and she dropped them.
It was deja vu almost. She jumped the route just like she did before, had her hands on the ball just like she did before, and couldn't bring it in. But on fourth down, that ends up turning the ball over regardless. The East will take over on the West 46-yard line, first and 10.
So with a minute 3 left in the first quarter, the East has the ball in the West territory. And the East are leading 3-0 in this IWFL All-Star game here in Round Rock, Texas. East comes up. They got single receivers split out right and left. Two in the backfield. Cantu under center. Cantu drops back. She's under heavy pressure. She has to keep the ball. She ends up getting positive yards, but the West defense was all over her. They gave her no time to throw the ball. They were right there.
So she made a good decision there, deciding to bring the ball in and just try to run for a few yards on that one. There was no way she was going to get that ball off if she tried to pass it.
So we'll see what the East decides to do on this play.
The East has two receivers to the left, two to the right. The receivers on the right are number 5, Mustanin from the Nighthawks, and number 23, Pelletier from the Freedom.
Cantu drops back, gives a quick handoff to number 11, and she is stopped in the backfield. Number 11 is Kimberly Moran from the Freedom. She had no chance. The defense is keying off on the West defense is keying off on the East, and they were in the backfield immediately as soon as the ball was handed off, Julie.
Yeah, she had no chance of going anywhere. The West defense just busted through that line very quickly and put way too much pressure in the backfield.
Looks like we have a break in the action here. Looks like they're stopping to give.
End of the first quarter.
First quarter, that's why.
End of the first quarter, we have the East leading the West 3-0. It'll be the East ball third and 10 when the second quarter starts, which in size of the field.
Now, we're going to mention some players here that we have because we don't have their numbers, and we definitely want to get their names out there. And we'll try to get their numbers that they're wearing on their jerseys. But on the East, we have Kendra Bates from the Nighthawks. We have Joan Cantanes from the Energy, from the Knockouts. We have Natalie Hall from the Fox, or Lisa Horton from the Locomotion, Jessica Kilfan from the Firebirds, Denisha Montgomery from the Locomotion, Carla Odom from the Explosion. We have Kathy Oprah Rocha from the Nighthawks. We have Crystal Vaughn from Locomotion.
Lucretia Webster from the Knockout. Mia Williams from the Energy. Mildred Williams from the Nighthawks. And Annette Guerrero from the Energy.
So those ladies, we don't have their numbers as of yet. We'll try to get them at the break at halftime. But we just wanted to give them a shout-out because they are on the All-Star team in here today. So the East have the ball. They just broke the huddle. And we'll see what formation.
Looks like they're bringing two receivers out to the left, and that'll be number 11, Kimberly Borian from the Freedom, and number 18, Jennifer King from the Phoenix.
We have a break in the action for some reason. I wonder if the West coaches are out on the field.
Like the West coaches are discussing with the officials. Not really sure what's going on. The West is in a huddle. The East is lined up ready to play. I'm not sure what's going on. For the East out on the field right now, we have number 91, Torrance Brown from the Intensity. Looks like we have number 51, Erica Adams from the Intensity.
Yeah.
Laura Cantu is still in at quarterback, leading the East. Now we have the East coach coming out on the field, trying to figure out what's going on.
There's a meeting of the officials, and seems to be a big discussion out there of something.
For the West, out there on defense, we have number 50, Nancy Jabot. She plays for the Crush. We have number 90, Teresa Johnson, who plays for the Shockwave.
We have number 9, Shannon Diedrich, who plays for the Vixen.
Rebecca Lewis from the Monsoon. As we mentioned before, the Tank, number 52 from the Quake, is out there. Played a tough game last night in the championship game, just missing out on that championship, 24-22.
Yeah.
We have number 37, Tess Beyer from the Shockwave, out there as well.
They're still having a meeting out there, the officials. We're not quite sure exactly what this discussion is all about, but we have both coaches from the East and the West out there having a big discussion out there. I don't know what it is. So there's obviously a interpretation of rules or something that they don't like. Something's going on.
John and I were talking with Leah Hinkle from the Portland Shockwave, a fantastic player. Been around the league for a number of years. We were talking with her before the game, and she said to her, it looks like both teams are taking the All-Star game a lot more seriously this year than they have in the past. So I'm not sure what the discussions are with the officials, but obviously the coaches want to get some things straight before we move on into the second quarter.
Definitely an era of competitiveness in this game. Last year's All-Star game was a little more laid back, if you will. I don't think we'll see any quarterbacks in this game throw intentionally to the other team. Okay, we're back getting ready to resume play. The East have two receivers out to the right, two to the left. Cantu under center and a single back. She drops back, throws a quick pass to number 18 out in the flat, and she runs, and it looks like she's got a first down for the East.
That was number 18, Jennifer King from the Phoenix, dancing and weaving a little bit there and picking up quite a few yards on that pass play.
That was a nice quick two-step drop back and just throw the ball out to your receiver, let them catch it, and let them do it with their feet. And she did a nice job of that. We'll have to see if we can't get somebody to tell us what all that commotion was, because that took up an awful lot of time there. We have 14:34 left in the first quarter, East leading 3-0. East on the ball, single receivers out to the right and left, and it looks like we have motion on the east. I believe this penalty is going to be against the east.
Yeah, we definitely had a couple of players jumping before the ball was snapped on that one. The receiver was about 5 yards down the field before the ball was snapped, so that play will be taken back 5 yards. It will be first and 15 for the east.
All right, the east come up to the ball now. They're going to go with trips out to the right. Single receiver split out to the left. Single back in the backfield. And quick snap and handoff to the big back in the backfield, and that's the number 26, Renee Fruin from the Knockouts. I think she's going to be the fullback today, pounding the ball when they need a few short yards.
.13:26 left to go in the second quarter. The East leads the game 3-0. On this very hot but very beautiful day here in Round Rock, Texas.
East line up with trips to the right, single back, and one receiver out to the left. Ball snapped, another quick handoff, and she runs right up the middle, shuffles her feet a little bit, and gains 3 more yards.
It'll be 3rd and 7 here. I'm wondering if the East might go back to their passing game. They were pretty successful with the pass on the last drive. Cantu definitely has an arm and that she can put the ball out there. We'll see if they go back to her to throw the ball. She's getting a little bit of pressure on her from the West defense, so I think that's why they went to the run to keep them honest, but I think they might need to deal with their passing game on this 3rd and long.
I think that's a good call, Julie. They've got trips out to the right, single receiver left. It looks like they're favoring this formation. She drops back, fakes the pitch, looks to her left, has a receiver. Oh, that was a nice throw, and number 18 had it in her hands and just quite couldn't bring it in. That was Jennifer King from the Phoenix.
That was a great throw by Cantu on that one. She put the ball in the only place where the receiver could get her hands on it, but the defender definitely could not, and the receiver just couldn't bring that ball in.
Yeah. She's going to be wishing she had another chance of catching that one because that was a very nice pass.
It'll be 4th and 7 from the 32-yard line for the East. Looks like they'll go ahead and go for it, which is a good call.
Yeah, they're definitely using the fans down on the field today because it's a hot one. You got players standing, hanging out around the fans because that's where they're going to be able to cool off. All right. Bees come up on the ball this time. They go with 2 receivers to the right and 2 to the left. Snap. She's looking to throw.
Make a screen pass and threw it down the field to number 18, who makes a great catch, turned around to her opposite side, brings the ball in at about the 13-yard line, so that'll be a 1st down for the East. I think number 18.
Jennifer King made up for that last pass.
Absolutely. She made a great catch on that ball. She had to switch her direction and go back to the other side for the ball and brought it in.
It was another well-thrown ball by Cantu. It was with the Houston Energy.
I see a number of the Atlanta Ravens players down on the bench. They're not suited up today, but they came out to watch the game and support their East Side counterpart. Congratulations to the Atlanta Ravens for their win last night. Only the 2nd team in IWFL history to bring in a second trophy to their franchise.
We're going with the East is going with trips to the right, single back in the backfield. It's number 11 who takes the pitch. She's getting a lot of pressure in the backfield, and again is stopped in the backfield. Number 11 is Kimberly Moran from the Manchester Freedom. Again, on the 2 times that they've put Kimberly back there in the backfield, the defense has just keyed off and come in and got her. She hasn't even had a chance to get out of the backfield. The West has put the pressure on the East. So they lose a few yards on it. It'll be 2nd and 14 on the 17. East with the ball with 9:50 left in the first quarter, and they have the lead 3-0.
looks like we have the East with Trips to the right, a single receiver to the left, and one in the backfield. Third or second down and long for the East. Fake a pitch and throwing the ball to the single receiver on the left. Ball's just a little overthrown and out of bounds through the end zone there. So it was a decent throw, but a little too long for that receiver to bring in.
The intended receiver is number 21, Brandy Jones from the Houston Energy. So Andrew definitely knows what she's capable of since they both play for the same franchise.
It'll be third and long for the East. The ball is on the 17-yard line, so they can still get a first down before getting the ball into the end zone. It would be first down on the 4-yard line, it looks like, to get a first down.
They're lined up with Trips to the right, single back in the backfield, and it's a pitch to number one from the knockouts. And she scampers around to the right side. She gets back to the original, no, not quite to the original line of scrimmage, but she took a big hit.
She was getting tackled there by a lot of large defensive linemen for the West. That would be number 96, Cynthia Bryant, number 15, Nancy Jarveau. A couple other players got in there. It was like number 57, Heather White, all getting in on that tackle. That's a small running back taking a big hit from several big defensive linemen.
Yeah, Amira Ford from the knockouts was a little overmatched with that size coming after her. She made a nice little run to get close to the original line of scrimmage, but she took a big hit in the end. Looks like they're going to attempt a field goal. And there is a timeout taken.
It'll be fourth and 11 for the East if they decide to go for it, but you're right, John. It looks like they're going to line up and try and take another field goal here. 8:13 left in the second quarter with the East leading the game 3-0.
So the East has driven down a couple times into the red zone, stalled and on their first drive and had to kick the field goal and came away with 3 points, and this time it looks like they're going to attempt the field goal again. So they have confidence in number seven, their kicker, Laura O'Malley from the Firebirds. Again, it's a gorgeous day here in Round Rock at the Kelly Reeves Stadium Sports Complex here. We've got fans still coming in to watch the game here. The IWFL East vs. West All-Star Game. The East wearing red jerseys and the West wearing blue. Everybody wearing their team helmets and their team pants. So we've got a multitude of colors out there. It's kind of nice to see different helmets out there, a la the Pro Bowl. And so O'Malley's back, lined up, ready for the kick. Waiting on the snap. Snap is good. It's down. And the kick has got the distance, and it's good. Nice job, Laura O'Malley. It is now East 6, West 0.
Once again, for those of you who weren't able to tune in last night to the national broadcast of the championship game, the game will be slimmed down a little bit to 1 hour in length, showing a lot of the highlights that will be broadcast on FoxSportsSouthwest.com, or actually just Fox Sports Southwest. It'll be on television if you get that station. It will be broadcast August 14th. Check your TV, see if you get that station, if you have a sports package on your television. I know that we do in Sacramento. We were able to pick up that station, so we're going to go ahead and tune in on that, and hopefully everybody listening can check that out as well.
All right, we're getting ready to line up for the kickoff. And we'll get to see the West offense come out on the field and see if they can't do something this time around. Kick right up the it's actually to the sideline, and it goes out of bounds.
It was number 31, Design Trotter for the Quake. Well, it's nice to see another Quake player showing up. We weren't sure if we'd get any other Quake players, but it looks like she's showing up for the game. She was back to receive that kickoff. Unfortunately, it went out of bounds. So it looks like we're going to see design in on the offense here for the West. So it'll be good to see her in the game.
Again, the West coach over there is, again, having a conversation with the officials. He was the one who prompted that little conference earlier on, so I don't know what's going on, but there seems to be some contention with something.
It looks like they're going to have them re-kick the ball.
Okay, that's what he's doing. Yes, if you're out there and you're listening to the broadcast, please enter into the chat room and you can talk with BJ and she'll read the information to us. We appreciate people letting us know. If we don't properly pronounce somebody's name, we would like to get it right, so feel free to let us know. And the kick is off to Trotter. She lets the ball go through but ends up picking it up, and she's running across the field and is tackled at the 29, well, it looks like they gave her to the 31-yard line. So the ball was high and up, and she may have lost it in the sun. Went through her arms a little bit, but she recovered, picked the ball up, and got a nice return on that. So the West will start on offense. We've got a few players on the West that Julio mentioned that we don't have their numbers yet, but when we get them, well, we'll announce those players. You want to do that, Julie? Actually, we are under players getting ready to get off. The West is two receivers to the left, two to the right, shotgun formation, and we've got a whistle on the play.
Like we got a little motion by the West offense, so we'll be moving the ball back 5 yards here. Get play going again. As John mentioned, there's few players that we don't have their numbers, so we want to make sure and mention them. We have Melissa Renzio from the Warriors, Sean Burrow from the Warriors, Mildred Michelle Cooper from the Phoenix, Jerrica Hinson from the Phoenix, Alex Kirby from the Quake, and we earlier didn't have her number, but we do now, Tracy Wheelock. She is number 45 from the Maniacs, so several players out there that hopefully will be able to get their numbers and give them some more shout-outs throughout the game.
So they come back with the same set, the West offense, shotgun, two receivers left and two to the right. Ball snap, good snap. She drops back looking to pass. There was a on-rushing. The pass is complete. The Lion Dykes, number 44 from the Modesto Maniacs. And she gets close to a first down. There was a blitzer that came through, and it was picked up nicely by the fullback in the backfield, which allowed the West quarterback to complete that pass.
Yeah, it was a nice slant over the middle there for Linebackers. Caught the ball, got hit by a couple of defenders, but was able to break the tackle and gain a few additional yards before being taken down. It'll be second and four for the West from the 37-yard line.
With 6:43 left in the first quarter, the East leading 6-0. The quarterback for the West is, again, Stephanie Rettingen from the Warriors.
We apologize to everybody listening out there. There's a lot of players that we haven't been able to see before, so we're not completely 100% about some of the names, as you can tell, but we're doing the best we can. So if anybody can go onto the chat line and maybe give us somehow give us a pronunciation of the names, we'll make sure and correct that throughout the broadcast.
The West offense is coming up with two receivers to the left, two to the right, shotgun formation, and a quick handoff to, looks like, I think that was Zion Trotter. Yes, it was, from the California Quake, number 31. And she had a nice run, gets the first down, and the ball will be spotted at the 49-yard line of the West. And it'll be first and 10. We have 5 minutes and 52 seconds left in the first quarter. The West comes up to the ball. Again, they're going to go, now this time they're going to go with three receivers out to the right and one split to the left. Shotgun formation, single back, snaps up. She drops back. She's looking to throw. She's got a lot of time. She pulls it down and decides to run and gets about a yard. No, she got back to the line of scrimmage. They didn't give her that extra yard. We can see some players out there. We have a number 15 in place for the Shockwave. We'd like to get her name. We'll try and get this taken care of at halftime. The East is lined up on defense, and the West is coming up to the ball. We have 4 minutes and 50 seconds left. They're going with a single receiver to the left and trips to the right again. Shotgun formation. Ball snapped and a quick handoff again to Trotter, and she's hit in the backfield, but she breaks a tackle, breaks another tackle, spin move, and gains about 4 yards on that play. 4 or 5 yards they gave her on that.
It looked like she was going to be taken down in the backfield on that play. She did a little duck move there, and the defender kind of flew over her a little bit, and she was able to gain a few more yards down the field. That was a very nice run by Stein Trotter.
We have 4 minutes and 15 seconds left in the first half. We're in the second quarter. It's 6-0 East.
It'll be 3rd and 5 for the West from the 46-yard line of the East.
They're going with the same formation. Trips to the right, single receiver out left, shotgun. Snap. She's dropping back. Got plenty of time. She throws to Trotter coming out of the backfield, and she is hit in the backfield by number 34 from the knockouts, Latoya Warren. What a nice play for the East defense. She just made an open field tackle and took Trotter down.
Yeah, it was a swing route for Trotter, and it looked like she was going to have some room to run, but Latoya made a great read on that play. Saw what was going on and went into the backfield and took her out before she could go anywhere.
Yeah, that was a great individual play by Latoya Warren.
She's definitely been a standout in this game so far on defense. She's made some spectacular plays so far in this game.
Yeah, a couple pass defenses there that were nice, a couple chances to have a pick. So that's 3 plays. We've called her number out there.
That's number 34, Latoya Warren from the knockout.
The West comes up. They got a single receiver split right and left. They're going to punt, and it's a bad snap.
Okay. And number 50 got to punt the ball, but she had to run back to even get the ball. Still gets the punt away, which is amazing, and it takes a great bounce. For some reason, number 80 for the East, who was back to return, Jamie Naylor, decided not to pick up the ball. And, wow, the West really lucked out on that one. We'll have the East coming out on offense one more time with 2:23 left in the first half. The ball is all the way down to the 11-yard line. I'm incredibly impressed by the West punter to even get that ball away, considering she had to run back 15 yards to even pick the ball up before she could kick it.
And
like I said, it took a great bounce, and they pinned the East deep.
Yeah, that's Nancy Javon from the Crush. That was an athletic play to get back there and get that kick off, and she got a tremendous bounce. I think the football gods, as they say, were with her because she made a great play to get to the ball on a bad snap, and she got the roll.
Absolutely.
So the East takes over with 2:23 left in the first half.
The ball on their own 11-yard line.
Seems to be a little confusion out there as to what they were going to run, and so they call a timeout. The East calls a timeout because they had confusion on their offense.
I see number 64, Tarsha Fain, out there from the Nighthawks. Looks like she's playing offensive line. We also have number 76,
Carolyn Few from the Nighthawks. We have number 23, from the Manchester Freedom, Abby Peltier. on the East. See who else we have out there. Get some more numbers while we're here in this timeout.
77, Bree Crum from the Firebirds.
The East is in a timeout right now. They've 2 minutes, 23 seconds left in the second quarter, East leading 6-0 in the IWFL All-Star game here in Round Rock on a very hot day.
For the defense for the West, we have out on the field right now some players. Lisa Shin from the Crush, she's number 33. We have number 18, Madison Schmatz from the Vixen, also out there on defense for the West. We have Shannon Diedrich from the Vixen, also out there, number 9 for the Vixen.
All right, looks like the East got it all sorted out. They line up. They had three receivers on the left. One went in motion. Cantu throws to the player who went in motion, number 18. She catches the ball, dances around a little bit, and then gets slammed to the ground by number 18 from the West. So we had 18 on 18. So 18 on the West was Madison Schmatz from the Vixen, and 18 on the East is Jennifer King from Phoenix.
That was an interesting formation by the East offense right there. They had almost a bunch formation, but it was very tight in towards the offensive line. They had the receiver step back and ran a little, what looked like a screen play, but it was all compact, almost like they had no receivers at all, the way they lined up like that. I haven't seen a formation like that before.
It worked for them. They got positive yards on it.
It did. They picked up 6 yards on that play. It'll be 2nd and 4 from the 22-yard line for the East.
Again, don't forget to vote for your fan favorite MVP this game. Banner text rates apply. You can text to IWFL MVP to 3-1-3-1-3-1. We're back to the game. Shotgun formation. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Cantu has a little bit of time. Throws, finds number 12 from the energy on the sideline, and she runs down the field and steps out of bounds at the 46-yard line.
That was Robin Little from the energy. She ran a little, looks like a curl and race maybe. The inside receiver ran a little curl route, and then number 12, Robin Little, curved around to the outside, caught the ball along the sideline, and big game. East has the ball on the 45-yard line now, and they're moving the ball with 2:05 left in the first half.
They line up in the same formation. Cantu drops back. She looks to the left and gets sacked by the tank. Number 52, the California Quake.
The East did a good job getting the ball snapped before the 2-minute warning on that play. However, maybe they should have just waited for the clock to run out with the 2-minute warning there, because that play definitely did not work. The tank came through and made a good play on the quarterback, and she looks like she's holding her arm a little bit, so hopefully she wasn't hurt on that play. I don't think the East has another quarterback for this game.
Yeah, let's hope she's all right there. Definitely the tank came to play today in the All-Star game.
Yeah, she had a great game last night, but the Quake did lose that tough battle, 24-22. So I think she's getting out a little of those aggressions from losing that game here today.
Well, we're on the 2-minute warning right now. East leads 6-0 in the IWFL All-Star game. You're listening live on WFB Talk or the Independent Sports Network. And we're here in Round Rock, Texas, at Kelly Reeves Sports Complex.
Getting a good look right now at the West D line. They have a massive defensive line. I think any running back would be scared to run straight on them. But so far, the East has been able to move the ball a little bit. We have number 69 on the D line for the West, Renee Rice from the Crush. We also have the number 96. Cynthia Bryant from the Vixen. We see Jasmine Ariel out there, number 71, played for the Majestics. They won their championship game yesterday.
This time the East set up in a shotgun formation, three receivers to the right, one to the left, a single back, and Cantu is under tremendous pressure. Three East players were in the backfield, number 37, number 18, 80, no, excuse me, number, yes, number 18 and number 69.
Cantu is backed once again on that play, another loss of yards for the East. Looks like the West is now taking a timeout with 147 left in the half. It'll be third and 21 for the East, so let's see what they can pull out on this play. Obviously, the quarterback dropping back to pass isn't working as she's getting way too much pressure on her right now, so we'll see what the East can pull out in this game.
So those players on that last play were Madison Schmatz, number 18, Renette Rice from the Crush, number 69. The West definitely is putting pressure on the East, getting through that line. So we have a break in the action, a timeout. We have a minute 47 left. East leading the West, 6-0. And they have third and 20, all on the 35-yard line. So the East comes back out of the timeout. They're going with a bunch formation to the left, four receivers. Cantu is talking to her line. She's now under center.
I think she's yelling at her line to give her some time.
That could be. She throws quick to number 12, who now is throwing. We got a little play, and she's got her 21 wide open, and she makes a great cut, and she's in open field. She's at the 20. She's at the 15, the 10, the 5. Touchdown. They went with a little trickery there, and it worked.
That was definitely a nice trick play. We had the quarterback dropping back and throwing what looked to be a screen pass to number 12 for the East, Robin Little, who then turned around and also threw the ball down the field to an open number 21, Brandy Jones from the Energy. Made a great catch, a couple little cuts, burned the defense, and ran open field, got a touchdown. So we have the East up right now 12-0 with 1:31 left in the half.
And O'Malley's attempting the extra point right now. I think we should just say that last play to you was brought to you by the Houston Energy, since it was three players who combined on that to get the East a touchdown there.
Yeah, I think they've probably practiced that play quite a bit throughout the season. They knew what to do. Definitely unexpected, but you pull out all the stops in the All-Star game, like to do things that maybe you haven't seen throughout the season, and it worked for them here.
Yeah, it's the kind of stuff you like to see. That was nice. It was fun to see. Players definitely were having fun on that play.
I'm not sure if number 12 throws the ball much. Robin Little throws the ball much during the season for the Houston Energy, but she made a nice pass on that play, on that little trick play. And if she's never thrown the ball before, she's one for one with a touchdown. So that's a pretty good stat.
Yeah, and Brandy Jones made a nice little move after she caught the ball to cut to the middle of the field and just ran away from the West defenders into the end zone for a touchdown.
We'll see what the West can do here, see if they can put up some points. 1:31 left in the first half. The East is up 13-0. And they'll be kicking the ball off. Hopefully the West can give themselves some good field position and maybe drive the ball down a little bit and put some points on the board before half.
So O'Malley back to kick. She's running up to the ball. The kick is off. It's down the middle of the field. Takes a bounce. Looks like Design Trotter got the ball. She's running to the left half. Gets to the 30-yard line, maybe makes it to the 32, and is tackled.
We now have 1:23 left in the first half. The West offense is coming out onto the field. We'll see if maybe they have a little trickery up their sleeve.
Try to get a quick score here before they go into halftime. Looks like the... So far in this game, the East offense has had a little more cohesion than the West offense. They may have gelled a little bit better than the West at this point.
Well, like you said, I think it helps when you have three players that have played together throughout the season hooking up on a play like they just ran. I don't think that's something they could have practiced in the last couple of days in all-star practices, but when you have three players who are used to playing together, they worked it out, and it was a great play.
So the West comes up in a shotgun formation, trips to the right, two receivers to the left. They're definitely empty backfield. She's got time. She's scrambling. Finds a player. And number 34 again from the East. Latoya Warren makes another nice play on defense. She's definitely so far been the East standout on defense.
You'd like to hope that one of these times she can bring that ball down. She's doing a great job reading the play. And she's doing push-ups on the field right now because she wasn't able to catch that ball. She's going to be at 15 push-ups at this point, I would think. But one of these times, if they keep throwing her away, I can guarantee that she's going to intercept that ball and take it back the other way for a touchdown because she's definitely getting a good read on the quarterback.
And there was a flag on that last play against the offense.
I didn't see what the call was, but it looks like they moved it back 10 yards. So it'll be first and 20 for the West from the 22-yard line.
With a minute 12 left in the quarter and a half.
The West is coming out with trips to the right, single receiver to the left, and a player in the backfield in shotgun formation.
The snap is good. She drops back. She's looking to throw again, and she throws it out away, basically. There was no receivers open.
We have 1:05 left in the first half. It'll be second and very long for the West. They're pinned a little deep in their own side of the field. They need to get something going here. Hopefully they can, but the clock is their enemy right now in this first half.
They might need to design a little trick play there at halftime and bring it out, see if they can't work some magic out there. Here we go. The West comes up, and they've got two receivers split to the right and left. Single back in the backfield, shotgun formation. Snap is good. She looks, quick throw out to the right, number five. I believe that's Simone Shepherd from the Shockwave. She caught the ball, able to get out of bounds, got some positive yards. They've got a long way to go, the West. The ball's at the 26-yard line. 56 seconds left in the half, and it's 3rd and 16. West out there, I see number 70, Jean Marie Fisher from the Shockwave on the line. No, I see number 36 out there from the West, Jen Brown from the Majestics. They line up in the same formation, two receivers to the left, to the right, single back in the backfield, shotgun formation. Snap is off. They give a quick handoff. There's a little trick play. It's a pitch to Lion Dykus out to the right, and she gets some big running room, and she does a nice job there. It was a reverse that was pitched to Lion Dykus. So they did pull out a little trick there.
They did. They started the play to the left, pitched it back to Lion Dykus, running to the right, who curved around the outside, ran along the sideline a little bit and picked up a few yards. Not quite a first down here, so we'll see if the West decides to kick it away or if they'll actually go for the fourth down. They're still in their own territory. The ball is on the 38-yard line. It'll be 4th and 4. There's 41 seconds left to go in the half. I think the West should go for it. If they don't make it, they can trust their defense. If the defense can hold the East for 40 seconds in the half.
I agree for you. The All-Star game, go for it. East leading 13-0. They need to have something positive going to half. So the West, I think they're going to go for it. They got a little timeout here. They're talking it over, and I think they'll come up with a play to try to get that first down and stop the clock.
That last play was a well-designed play, a little reverse play. The handoff went good. The pitch was good back to Lion Dykus, who ran around almost like they had all played together before. So we'll see if the West can come back out here and pull something off to get this first down.
So the West offense is coming back out on the field. The number 15 out there, who is Natalie Nash from the Shockwave.
Thank you for the listener who chimed in and let us know that number 15 is Natalie Nash.
I see Elizabeth, number 14, Elizabeth Eric from the Warriors. We line up in the same formation, shotgun, single back, two receivers to the right, two to the left. We have motion, Blyandykus, quick handoff to Blyandykus, who pitches it back to number 28. And she doesn't quite get the first down. So the ball turnover to the East. Did she get the first down? No.
No, it looks like she's about a yard short. It was a good play. They picked up some yards on that, but I think she needed to lower her shoulder there, and instead she chose to run out of bounds, and unfortunately it was a yard short. So ball is turned over on downs to the East. 34 seconds left to go in the game. The East will have the ball on the 41-yard line of the West.
The ball carrier was Melissa McAlpin from the Vixen.
The East is lining up with four receivers out to the right.
And
it looks like a potential
formation out there.
Potential for a screen play here, but they might try that play they ran before where they throw it out and then have number 12, who is lined up a little bit in the back of that formation.
Oh, they fake it, and there's pressure. Number 90 gets back to Cantu. They fake the throw to number 12 out there, and she looked to her left, but number 90 from the West defense got in the backfield to make a sack. That's Patricia Johnson from the Shockwave.
The East go into a no-huddle. They despite the ball to stop the clock with 12 seconds left to go, so it'll be third down and 14 for the East with 12 seconds left to go. They have the ball on the 45-yard line.
The East is definitely looking to try and put up another score on the board. Okay, we have a break in the action. Now we're back. The East are coming back. We have two receivers to the right, two to the left. Shotgun formation, single back. And we have another whistle. I'm out West. But I don't think they have a time. Well, a lot of timeouts here in this All-Star game at the end of the nearing the end of the first half. 12 seconds left. East leading 13-0. The IWFL All-Star Game. Live from Round Rock, Texas at the Kelly Reeves Sports Complex. Again, you can text your fan favorite MVP, IWFL MVP, to 313131. Remember, standard text rates apply. And we'll announce that MVP at the end of the game. Again, we'd like to thank the city of Round Rock for hosting the championship weekend. We'd also like to remind you that there will be a program of this All-Star Championship weekend on Fox Sports Southwest on August 14th. So tune in for that and watch it, put together by Jeff Power TV Productions. The IWFL is proud to have entered into a relationship with Jeff Power TV Productions. We now are back, and the East is lined up with two receivers to the left, two to the right, single back in the backfield, Cantu in the center. She drops back two steps, throws quickly to number 21, who takes the ball down the field for a few yards. And we still have 6 seconds left on the clock. So that was just a quick two-step drop, throw it out to number 21. And let her see what she can do running the ball. 21 is from the Houston Energy. She scored the last touchdown. That's Brandy Jones. Again, they do the exact same play, and Jones drops the ball this time. So it was a quick two-step drop, throw the ball. Time ends the first half on that play. So we are going to sign off for the first half, and we'll see you back for the second half.
This is Sports Geeks, and you're listening to the Independent Sports Network. Hey, IWFL fans. Ever wanted to ask the legal question? Get to know your favorite IWFL players? Or watch IWFL videos? Or check in on your local team's fan club? Then IWFL Ning is for you. You can find it at www.iwflfootball.ning.com. The IWFL Ning site is a social networking site designed to allow the league, teams, players, and fans to connect in a professional online environment. Signing up is easy. Just go to www.iwflfootball.ning.com. Create your page and you're ready to go. Add friends, start a discussion, view pictures and videos, join a team group page, or read blogs. This is the place to spend a little time getting to know the IWFL, the best play here. Once again, it's IWFLfootball.ning.com.
This is Sports Geeks, and you're listening to the Independent Sports Network.
Hey, IWFL fans. Ever wanted to ask the legal question? Get to know your favorite IWFL players? Or watch IWFL videos? Or check in on your local team's fan club? Then IWFL Ning is for you. You can find it at www.iwflfootball.ning.com. The IWFL Ning site is a social networking site designed to allow the league, teams, players, and fans to connect in a professional online environment. Signing up is easy. Just go to www.iwflfootball.ning.com. Create your page and you're ready to go. Add friends, start a discussion, view pictures and videos, join a team group page, or read blogs. This is the place to spend a little time getting to know the IWFL, the best play here. Once again, it's iwflfootball.ning.com.
This is Sports Geeks, and you're listening to the Independent Sports Network.
I'll break down every door. Hello?
Are we on?
Back here in Round Rock, Texas, waiting for the teams to come back out for the second half of the IWFL 2011 All-Star Game, East vs. West. The East is leading this game 13-0. We saw an exciting play at the end of the first half to get the touchdown for the East. Three energy players combined on that to have a nice, exciting play.
Real quick, I'd just like to mention some of the new partnerships that the IWFL is working on and heading into the future. Just to bring more success and more exposure to the league, we have Jeff Power Productions, which has partnered up for the next 10 years with the IWFL, and they'll be broadcasting the games like they did last night on live online, and we'll be showing the game on Fox Sports Southwest, which is a fantastic new partnership with the IWFL. We also have Football University partnering up with the IWFL, and they'll be running some camps in 2012 throughout the United States is what it sounds like. Football University is position-specific training for players, coaches from the NFL, players from the NFL coming together, bringing players out and getting some intense training with the players and showing that women can play some pretty good football. So that's a great partnership for the IWFL.
Yeah, Julie, you were able to actually participate in a little bit of that program here while we were in Round Rock. They did a little sample of what it's going to be like and look like they had some very good coaches teaching from the players from the NFL and coaches from the NFL.
Absolutely. It's great personal training with the coaches and players, and I was able to go out and run around a little bit and check out what they had to offer, and I was completely impressed. We were only out there for a couple hours, but I played football for 5 years, and I learned a couple of new things in just those couple of hours. So for anybody that is interested, go online, check out Football University, see what they have to offer, and hopefully you can attend one of their camps coming 2012.
All right, the teams for the East and West are coming back out onto the field to start the second half of the 2011 IWFL All-Star Game here in Round Rock, Texas at the Kelly Reeves Sports Complex.
One more quick note about Football University. They've been around a long time. They're affiliated with the U.S. All-American game. They have, in the past, just had camps for men of all ages, but specifically what they're doing with IWFL is they're going to have women-only camps. So you can check out, like I said, check out the camps coming up in 2012. They're looking at having women-only camps in four different locations throughout the United States.
Okay, the West has taken the field to receive the kick. The East is going out there to kick the off or start of the second half of the IWFL, Independent Women's Football League All-Star Game.
I want to thank the listeners who have chimed in and given us some corrections on a couple of names that we didn't have quite right there in the first half. So number 18 for the West, she's a player for the Vixens, Madison Schmotz. I apologize for pronouncing that name incorrectly. We also have Tess Bear, number 37, for the Shockwaves. Michelle Brown, number 53, for the Vixens. And we even added a nickname tossed our way, Cynthia Red Bryant, number 96, for the Vixens. So thank you, everybody, for listening in and helping us out with some of these names. And here we go, starting the second half.
Well, now he's going to kick off for the East. And she approaches the ball and kicks it over to the left hash mark. It bounces at the 21-yard line and is picked up by the West. It looks like Design Trotter. She brings it all the way across the field and ends up at the 35-yard line, but we do have a flag on the play.
She was taken down by a couple of East players, number 17, and that is Lisa Vincent, and number 1, Amara Ford, both in on that tackle on the kickoff.
All right, it was the penalty was against the West, so they're being taken back to start their offensive series on the 25-yard line. It'll be first and 10 on the West 25-yard line. Yeah, We're at 14:45 in the third quarter, with the East leading 13-0 in the 2011 IWFL All-Star Game.
For the East, we have number 28, Joy Birch, split out at corner here. She plays for the Freedom. Nice to see her on the field.
The West comes up. They have two. They're in a shotgun formation, two backs in the backfield, single receivers split out left and right. The snap is up. A quick handoff to Trotter. She goes through the middle and is tackled by number 91 of the East and number 22 of the East.
That would be number 91, Torrance Brown of the Intensity, and number 22, Erica Criswell of the Energy.
Anybody knows the North Texas Knockout player for the All-Star East, number 45, we'd like to get her name. We don't have her on our list.
She's in on defensive end for the East. So if anybody knows who she is and could let us know, we'd appreciate it.
The West is in the same offensive formation, shotgun, two receivers, two backs in the backfield, and they hand off to Leonidikas, quick handoff, and she gets nothing. She runs to her right across the field, but she's stopped in the back for a loss of about a yard.
She tried to outrun a couple of defenders who were closing quickly. She got around one, but just couldn't get around the second defender and ends up losing a yard on that play. That brings up third and 11 for the West.
See number 80 running in on the field and number 7 coming off for the East. Number 80 being Jamie Naylor from the Freedom, and number 7 was Laura O'Malley coming out. West lines up in the same formation, shotgun, two backs in the backfield, two receivers split out, left and right, snap is up, the quarterback keeps it, she's eludes her tackler, looks to throw, and is brought down by number 34.
It definitely looked like there was some confusion on that play. The quarterback took the snap and started to run out to the right side. She looked back like she was looking for someone to hand the ball off to. No one was there. She turned and started running back the other direction. We thought she was going to throw. No one was there. So she ended up just pulling the ball in and taking the sack on that one. However, there is a penalty flag on the field.
And number 34, Latoya Warren, makes another play.
The penalty is declined. It must have been a penalty on the West. So it brings up a fourth down. A fourth and 18. The ball is on the 17-yard line.
12:45 left in the third quarter.
And looks like we have the West is going to punt the ball. The East has number 80, Jamie Naylor, back to receive.
Oh, it's a low snap. She drops it. She picks it up, gets a kickoff, takes a decent bounce. Number 80 is going to field the ball, and she gets hit immediately by number 15 from the West. And that is
Natalie Nash from the Shockwave, also brought down by number 44, Simone Leonakis from the Maniac. The East starts off in really good field possession here for their first drive of the second half. They have the ball on the West 47-yard line, first and 10.
The East definitely has come out. Both teams have come out to try and win this game. They're doing what they can to make this a very competitive matchup.
West is all lined up, ready to go on defense right now. The East is just coming out of their huddle. A couple last words from the East quarterback to one of her receivers, showing them the formation. They look a little confused right now, but they're figuring things out, and they're lined up ready to go.
Two receivers out to the left, single back in the backfield, one out receiver to the right, and two under center. We now have motion. She pitches back to number 26, who rambles down for what looks to be a 9-8-yard gain. That was Renee Fruin of the Knockout. It was a little pitch from Cantu back to Fryn, and she ran off to the left side and gained 8 yards on that play.
Between the Energy and the Knockouts, Texas has definitely given the show here for this Eastern team. We have them throwing the ball, running the ball. They're showing a lot on offense here for both teams from Texas.
And making plays on defense. The West needs to stop here so they can get their offense back on the field and see if they can't get some points on the board here. So they line up with two receivers out right, two in the backfield, Cantu under center. Motion, number 18. And it's a pitch back to number 11, who runs out to the right, trying to get to the line, and she gets maybe a yard on that.
It was a nice job of an ankle tackle by number 37 on defense, Tess Bear, for the shockwave. She closed in very quickly and was able to clip the ankles out from
Kimberly Boren from the Freedom was the runner.
And it looks like she ended up getting no gain on that play, so it'll be 31 for the East.
Her knee must have been down. Looked like she leaned forward for a yard, but they spotted it for a no gain. It'll be 31 on the 38 with 10:35 left.
We have number 18 for the East split to the left. Number 23 and number 5 out wide to the right.
Single back in the backfield. Looks like Tank is coming up. They try to do quarterback sneak. She holds the ball. There's a penalty flag. She did get enough for the first down, but we do have a flag on the play. And it's a face mask against the West. Again, it's quite warm out here in Texas. Hot would be the term, not warm.
Blistering today.
It is definitely that Texas summer heat.
Well, it looks like for a minute the West is going to be able to stop the East offense right there, but that face mask gave the East an additional 15 yards. They have the ball all the way down to the 20-yard line of the West right now, first and 10.
Yeah, they had an opportunity to get the ball back, and Dirty Laundry caught them.
We have 9:51 left in the third quarter. The East is leading the game 13-0. Driving again, we'll see if they can get some more points on the board here with the ball first and 10 on the 20.
We have a single back in the backfield, two receivers to right, two to left. Cantu looks, throws out to number 18, who just comes back on a stop and drops the ball. An incomplete pass. He definitely likes the little comeback routes. They like to do.
And they've been throwing a lot of screens this game.
They line up on the ball with same formation, to the right, to the left. She drops back, again throws that quick pass. Number 18 catches it this time. That's Jennifer King.
Taken down by number 19 on the West, Jackie McCall from the Majestic. Wrapped her jersey up and swung her around out of bounds at the 19-yard line.
Okay, you got a 1-yard game. So we have 3rd and 9 on the 19. 8:46 left. East leading 13-0 in the 2011 IWFL All-Star Game here in Round Rock, Texas. Definitely check out the IWFLsports.com. If you're interested in playing women's football, look for a team near you. East comes up to the ball. They're going in a shotgun formation, two backs in the backfield, single receivers left and right. Ball snap, good snap. She's got time. She's looking, and she finds number 18, Jennifer King for a touchdown.
That was a very nice pass. Caught King in stride, dancing right along the sideline. 5 yards when she caught the ball, right into the end zone.
Can't you just having a good day throwing the ball. And as Julie said, she looks like she's the only quarterback on the East side. So she'll be playing the whole game, it looks like. Now we're going to line up for the extra point.
8:03 left to go in the third quarter. That extends the East lead. I believe it'll be they're going for a kick here. Right now the score is 19-0.
And we have a flag.
Too many women in the huddle there. Number 23 ran out at the last minute. They're going to move the ball back 5 yards and attempt this kick again.
Well, she's stepping back, taking her steps, getting ready for the kick. Snap is a little high. She gets it down. The kick is good. It'll be 20-0, the East.
Well, it's about time for the West to get something going here on offense. It would be nice to see them put a drive together, put some points on the board. I'm sure that's what they would like to see, too.
And definitely a bunch of all-stars out here playing. They don't want to get shut out. They definitely want to put some points on the board. So the offense is coming out here. Definitely going to try to put something together. Once again, if you'd like to text your MVP fan favorite, text IWFL MVP to 313131. Remember, standard text rates apply, and we'll announce the MVP at the end of the game. Yes, we'd like to thank Tony from Ambit Energy for sponsoring a lot of this weekend, and definitely that you sponsored the Tier 1 World Championship last night to have it broadcast on FoxSportsSouthwest.com, and is definitely done a lot to make sure that there's going to be IWFL on TV in the future. So he's a good partnership that is developed for the IWFL.
Well, we have the East trying a little pooch kick here. Wasn't fooled. The West wasn't fooled on that one. They had a player ready for it. She dove on it. Let's see who that was. It was number 54 for the West, and that would be Lisa Lundstrom from the Monsoon. Curled up that ball and made sure that the West kept control of that ball. A little trickery by the East once again. I'm trying to catch the West off guard, but they were able to recover that ball that time. They'll be taking over 1st and 10. They have the ball on the 33-yard line, and we have 7:58 left to go in the third quarter. The East leads the game 20-0. Let's see if the West can get something going here on this drive.
The West is in a shotgun formation, two backs in the backfield, single receivers right and left. They give a quick handoff to number 20. Who is stopped in the backfield for a loss by number 32 or 4, Latoya Warren of the Knockouts. Carrying the ball was number 20 from the West.
Selena Firstrider from the Majestic. First time we've seen her carry the ball here in this game. She had a good game yesterday as the Seattle Majestic took home the Tier 2 championship game 22-0 against the New England Intensity.
As the West come up to the ball with 7:23 left in the third quarter. They're in the same formation. And the ball's tight back. And a quick handoff to First Rider again. She goes up the middle. She's got some running room and gains about...
So she got about 6 yards on the play. That'll be third down and 3 for the West.
A little bit more manageable now.
Ball on the 40-yard line of the West.
See if the West can put something together here. I see Jody Von
Spreckelson from the Warriors, number 41, here in the game.
And we have the same formation. Shotgun, two backs to back, two receivers out right and left. Shotgun, quick handoff. And the player is clobbered by number 34 and 83. So Latoya Warren and number 83 of the East is Janae Massey from the Firebirds.
That was Design Trotter of the Quake trying to run the ball there. She had no hole in front of her, and she was crushed on that play. Loss of a yard, and it'll bring up 4th and 4 for the West. The ball is on the 39-yard line.
And they'll be punting this one away.
looks like the West maybe getting something going there, but that third down play was snuffed out pretty quickly. No chance of gaining any yards on that play. So they will be punting the ball. Number 80 is back for the East. That's Jamie Naylor from the Freedom.
She is going to punt his off. Naylor gets the ball. She goes to her left. She's going out to the numbers, and she gets to the 40.
Tackled on the 40-yard line by number 15, Natalie Nash of the Portland Shockwaves, along with number 5, Simone Shepherd, also of the Shockwaves. So they're used to working together on the field, it looks like, and they did a good job on the tackle on that play.
So the East offense come back out on the field. Let's see what they got up their sleeve now. We have 5:20 left in the third quarter at the 2011 IWFL All-Star Game here in Round Rock, Texas, at the Kelly Reeves Sports Complex on a very hot Sunday morning. We appreciate everybody who's out there listening. And the East offense is coming up to the ball. They have two receivers split out to the right, two backs, and Cantu under center. Number 5 goes in motion, and it's a quick pitch to number 1.
Amira Ford,
who scampers around to the right, gets to the numbers, and gets what looks like to be a 6-yard gain.
He was taken down by number 5, Simone Shepherd, and along with her was number 9, Shannon Diedrich of the Vixens.
The heat and the time that the defense has been out here is starting to show a little bit for the West.
I think both teams look a little slower in the second half than they were in the first half. Probably been a long weekend for everybody, especially everybody that played in one of the championship games yesterday. But they're still going. They're still having a good time out here.
Always good to see the players that played yesterday come out here and support or actually play in the game. That's always nice. We have 2 receivers out to the left, 2 back to the backfield. A quick pitch to Amira Ford, who scampers out to the left and gets out there wide for a first down and is taken down unkindly by the West, out of bounds.
It's Simone Shepherd, number 5 for the Shockwave, is showing her stuff this half. She's really getting into it and is involved in a lot of these plays. Number 45, Tracy Wheelock, came in hard on that play. She read the play well, just took not the best angle on that play, and number 1, Amira Ford, was able to run around her and gain a few yards.
And get a first down for the East. So it'll be 1st and 10, ball on the 48.
Looks like we have number 7, Rachel Woods for the Majestics, playing corner now for the West. She's on one side, and we do have, as I just mentioned, Tracy Wheelock, number 45 for the Maniacs, playing the other corner. Simone Shepherd back at safety for the Shockwave.
East comes up. We have 2 receivers out to the left, 2 in the backfield under center. She takes a snap, looks to get a handoff, and the West is all over number 11. Kimberly Borderman had no chance on that play.
It looks like the West decided just to do an all-out blitz on that play. They had their whole linebacker core running in on that play, and they busted through, got into the backfield, and dropped the East for a big loss. That was like a loss of about 6 yards on that play. It'll bring up 2nd and 16 with the ball on the East 46-yard line.
With 2:45 left in the third quarter.
The score remains the East half 20, West 0.
As they come up on the ball, they split 2 receivers out to the right, stay with 2 in the backfield, quarterback under center. We have 18 in motion. She turns and gives a quick handoff to number 11, Boran, and she makes a little cut and gets positive yards on that play. Gets close. She's a couple yards from the original line of scrimmage, but she gets some of that lost yardage back.
That'll bring up a 3rd down, 12 yards to go. The ball is on the 50-yard line. The East is looking to get some more points on the board on this drive. The West really needs to make a stop here on third down.
All right, the East comes up to the line. They're going with the shotgun this time. Two backs in the backfield, two receivers out to the right. Ball snap. She has time. She looks. She throws deep. She's got over 21. Makes a nice grab. She turns around and makes a great grab for the ball at the what looks to be the 31.
That was number 21, Brandy Jones from Energy making that catch. That was a fantastic catch. She caught it at its highest point, had to spin around a little bit. There is a flag on the field, but it was against the defense, so that'll be a first down for the East.
Yeah, she definitely made a very athletic play on that ball. She completely did a 360 to catch that ball, and she went up and got it, came down, and still got her yards after the catch.
So it'll be first down for the East with the ball on the West 30-yard line. Minutes 2 left to go in the third quarter. The East is winning 20-0 against the West.
The East comes up to the ball. They're going to split receivers, single receivers right and left. Doing the backfield, and they go under center this time. It's a quick pitch to number 17 in the backfield. She scampers all the way to the left. Hash and gains 3 yards. Took a long run across the field and then finally turned her shoulders upfield for a 3-yard gain.
That's number 17, Lisa Vincent of the Intensity. Nice to see her running the ball a little bit.
Good to see the both teams putting all their players in there and getting all players a chance to have the all-star experience. They earned the right to be here, and it's good to see them out on the field.
We have the East coming up to the line, but it sounds like a whistle is being blown here, and we have the end of the third quarter. So at the end of the third, we have East 20, West 0.
What we're going to do is we're going to read you the entire West Conference All-Star list, and then we'll read the East to make sure that we mention all these ladies. So we have Stephanie Brenton-Jen from the Warriors, Jessica Cheeks from the Quake, Simone Shepherd from the Shockwave, Rachel Woods from the Majestics, Adrian Wilson from the Majestics, Shannon Diedrich from the Vixen, Bianca Neves from the Quake, Elizabeth Eric from the Warriors, Adriana Campolo from the Majestics, Madison Schmatz from the Vixen, Jackie McCall from the Majestics, Kalina Firstrider from the Majestics, Amanda Brake from the Crush, Melissa McAlpin from the Vixen, Zion Trotter from the Quake, Lisa Shin from the Crush, Quisha McCauley from the Majestics, Jen Brown from the Majestics, Tess Bear from the Shockwave, Jody Van Spreklesen from the Warriors, Simone Leondykus from the Maniacs, Nancy Javu from the Crush, Tara Philpott from the Quake, Michelle Brown from the Vixen, Lisa Lundstrom from the Monsoon, Heather White from the Shockwave,
Renata Rice from the Crush, Jim Marie Fisher from the Shockwave, Jasmine Ariola, Majestics, Maria Bartoletti, Vixen, Rebecca Lewis from the Monsoon, Patricia Johnson from the Shockwave, Cynthia Red Bryant from the Vixen. So that should be everybody on the West roster.
We have the East lined up with a shotgun formation. The snap was low. Pantu couldn't get a handle on it. Then she picked it up and threw a ball to the receiver who down the middle, who had to dive for it, and it was an incomplete pass.
We'll definitely get to the East roster. The East roster is actually a lot bigger than the West roster, so hopefully we get a timeout or a little bit of time in between one of these plays where we can start reading off the East roster. We want to make sure that everybody gets their name mentioned if we haven't mentioned it in one of these plays throughout the broadcast.
The East lined up in a shotgun with two in the backfield and two receivers out to the right. The snap is good. Looks like she's got time. Oh, there was a big rush put on by number 59, and the ball ends up coming loose, and the West recover it. So number 59 put huge pressure. It was actually number 69 from the West, and that was Renetta Rice, who caused havoc back there, and another West player knocked the ball loose, and the West recovered it. So that's a good momentum shift there for the West, and their offense is back on the field.
The West recover the ball, and it will be first and 10 from the 37-yard line of the East. That was definitely a big play by the West. They needed that turnover. They definitely did not need the East to drive down the score again, so let's see if the West can get their offense moving now.
They put Lyandicus out to the left. They have another receiver to the right. Shotgun formation, two backs in the backfield.
We have Nancy Javot, number 50.
A snap, drops back. There's a big rush, but the back picks up the blitzing East player, and so the quarterback keeps it, and she gets nothing out of the play. She scrambles around for a little bit and then takes a big hit.
Like there was a bit of a loss on the play, and the quarterback is still on the ground. That's number 2, Stephanie Brettingen from the Warriors. She took a big hit on that play, so hopefully she's okay. The trainer's coming out to take a look at her.
Yeah, the pressure was brought by Lisa Arguez of the Energy, number 25. She got through and caused the quarterback for the East, Brettingen, to scramble around, and then she took a big hit. And so she's down on the ground at the moment, and they're tending to her. We are at the 2011 IWFL, Independent Women's Football League, All-Star Game. We have 13 minutes and 23 seconds left in the third quarter. We're going to go to the East All-Star roster. So, Julie, go ahead there.
Okay. On the East All-Star roster, we have Amira Ford from the Knockouts, Colette Montgomery from the Explosion, Laura Cantu, Energy, Nocha Nosanen, apologize if I killed that name, from the Nighthawks, Laura O'Malley from the Firebirds, Samantha Sargent-White from the Rebels, Donna Bruce from the Intensity, Kimberly Borian from the Freedom, Robin Little from the Energy, Lisa Marie Close from the Intensity, Jessalyn Martin, we don't have her team listed, but she's number 16 out there on the East, Lisa Vincent from the Intensity, Jennifer King, Phoenix, McGeon Dozier from the Explosion, Brandy Jones, Energy, Erica Christwell, Energy, Abby Peltier from the Freedom, Leslie Araguz from the Energy, Renee Fruin from the Knockouts, Sean B. Singleton from the Ravens, Joy Birch from the Freedom.
Charlene Casey from the Intensity, Cheryl Smiler from the Nighthawks, Latoya Warren from the Knockouts, Charmaine Chin from the Explosion, Angela Rowe from the Explosion, Erica Adams from the Intensity, Sheila Braxton from the Explosion, Benita Famu-Williams from the Explosion, and Tarsha Fain from the Nighthawks. We'll get to the rest of that roster after this play. The West comes to the line. They have three receivers spread out to the left, a single receiver to the right, shotgun formation, single back. It's a bad snap. The quarterback jumps around, and it looks like the West still retained possession of the ball, but the snap was kind of, it hit the ground, bounced up, and the quarterback had to jump on it. That quarterback now is number 7 from the West, and that is Rachel Woods from the Majestics.
For the rest of the East All-Star roster, we have Maureen Reynolds from the Freedom, Denia Ford from the Explosion, Carolyn Few from the Nighthawks, Bree Crum from the Firebirds, Jamie Naylor from the Freedom, Brenna LaVille from the Intensity, Alicia Page from the Rebels, Janae Massey from the Firebirds, Cherise Moore from the Explosion, Francis Medlock from the Knockouts, Torrance Brown from the Intensity. So amongst the names we read earlier, that should be the entire East roster.
Okay, the West lines up, shotgun formation, single back off to the right, three receivers to the left, one to the right, a quick handoff to number 28. Of the West, who scampers all the way to the left sideline for a minimal gain of about 3 yards.
That was Melissa McAlpin for the West. It looked like she had some room, but she decided to try and take it outside instead of heading upfield, and She was tracked down on that play. Unfortunately, was not able to gain many yards on that. It's now 4th and 8 for the West. The ball is on the 39-yard line. And I believe they're going to have to go for it with 11:16 left to go in the game.
Yeah, at this point in the game, I think they need to go for it and try to get the first down here. The West needs to get something going in this game. So they come up the line. They split out 3 receivers to the right, a single to the left, shotgun formation, single back. The snap is good. She's got time. She's looking to throw the ball. She has a receiver. Oh, and it goes right through the hands of Simone, and it is picked off by number 28. Of the East, who is juking and gets all the way down, she scampered to the 19-yard line. Number 28, Joy Burge from the Freedom, intercepted that ball, went right through the hands of Simone, number 5 from the Majestics. That was unfortunate. Simone Shepherd will be not happy with that. It was a good throw. She had open field there. And
yeah, she definitely would have had the first down on that play as well, on that 4th down play. It's unfortunate. It was a good throw by the quarterback, went through the receiver's hands and ended up getting picked off. Now the East has the ball in really good field position.
There was a flag on the play, so they're bringing the ball back to the 50-yard line. I think, was it a block in the back, Julie?
I did not see what the flag was for. I'm not sure.
It was against the, well, now they're bringing it back to the 45 of the West. So it was definitely against the East.
Well, if it was against the East, that would be a savior, as that would give the West the ball back instead of that interception there.
Yep, that's what it looks like. Doesn't it? No, I'm not sure what the penalty was.
It must have been a penalty after the interception, because it looks like the East is retaining possession of the ball. The ball's marked on the West 45-yard line. The East have the ball 1st and 10. So whatever the penalty was, it was definitely after the interception was made.
So the East have the ball. They send 3 receivers to the left, 2 to the right. Empty backfield. Can't do under center. We have motion. Number 11 goes in motion. Sets in the backfield now. They drop back. Fake a pass. Give a quick handoff to a player coming in motion from the left. We have a flag on the play, and number 18 is still dancing around and finally gets taken down.
That's number 18, Jennifer King for the Phoenix. And it looks like we have a hold, and that play is coming back.
So on that play, they took a receiver who was out to the left. She went in motion and then became set. And then they faked a handoff to her and then ran another player in motion from the opposite side who got the ball and ran, and we had a penalty on the play for,
I believe it was holding. I couldn't really tell what signal the official was giving, but it looks like the ball was marked back 10 yards.
So it was holding against, well, the penalty was against the East. And so we have 9:43 left in the third quarter. East has 2nd and 18, ball on the 47-yard line. They're going to go with a bunch formation to the right, single back in the backfield. And 2 pitches to the single back, number 11. She runs out to her right, cuts back. No, she decides to drag it out and goes nowhere. She gets tackled for a loss. That was Kimberly Boren from the Freedom.
Taken down once again by Simone Shepherd of the Shockwave. She's had a great game on defense. She's been in, like I said before, in a lot of these tackles. She's out of the safety position, but she's reading those runs really well and going in quick and making these plays.
She's been primarily playing on defense, and she went in for that last offensive play and had that opportunity that the ball fell through. But she's been playing very well on defense. Boren there, looked like to me she could have tried to cut that ball up the field, and she just decided to string it out, and the defense didn't let her go anywhere. So now we're going to still have that bunch formation on the right, single back in the backfield. And they pitch, and they give a quick handoff to number 1 coming across, and she's stuck in the backfield, stringing it out to the sideline, cuts up, and gains a few yards.
Actually faked the pitch to the left, brought the ball back around to the right with the handoff to number 1. The defense did a good job of reading that play, however, and she made a couple of yards, but nowhere near what it looked like she was initially going to get. It looked like there was some open field, but the defense tracked her down pretty quickly.
Yeah, she skated around a little bit, and they just shut her down. It's 3rd and 13, ball in the 48 of the West. 8:05 left in the third quarter. The East leading the 2011 IWFL All-Star Game 20-0. The defense is set. The offense is coming up to the ball. They're going to again go with that bunch formation on the right, a single back in the backfield. Ball snapped and a pitch to number one, Amira Ford, in the backfield. This time she gets some running room, cuts up, and gains probably 8 or 9 yards on that play. Not quite enough for the first down.
That'll be fourth and about 3 or 4 on this play.
Well, that was a nice run by Amira Ford.
It'll be 4th and 4, the ball on the west 39-yard line.
It was pretty much a similar play to the one they ran before, but this time they ran it to the right side, and she had a little more running room there, and she was able to cut it upfield.
The East is going to go ahead and go for the fourth down rather than taking it away.
This time they switched the bunch formation to the left, single back in the backfield, and another pitch to Ford in the backfield. This time she takes it to the left. She's got some blockers, and she gets enough yards for the first down. She breaks through the seam. She used the two blockers that were set out there as receivers and ran right through them to get that first down. That was good use of her blocking there.
Definitely. She read her blocks well, saw where the hole was at, and turned on the jets to get through that hole and pick up the first down. Now 1st and 10 for the East on the 29-yard line of the West. This is about the same spot that East had the ball before. When they turned it over, so we'll see if the West can come up with another big play like they did on the last drive.
So these go with a bunch formation on the right, close to the line, and a single back in the backfield. And it's a pitch again to Amira Ford, but this time, no go. Number 9 takes her down in the backfield. That's Shannon Diedrich of the Vixen. And she just snuffed out that play. She read it really well, got in the backfield, no gain. Actual loss.
It'll be 2nd and 5 and 15 for the East now. As you see, number 12 for the East, Robin Little, running onto the field, along with number 21, Randy Jones for the Energy, coming onto the field.
We have 5:23 left in the third quarter as the East offense comes up on the ball. They're going to go shotgun, two backs, and two receivers have split out to the left.
Two Energy receivers split out to the left, so we'll see if the quarterback decides to throw the ball that way.
It's a bad snap, but she's able to pick it up off the ground. It has a good throw. It goes right through the hands of number 21 of the Energy, Brandy Jones. That ball was put right there.
It was. That was a fantastic pass on a rope, basically, and went right between her hands. She'd like to have that one back, I'm sure, because she'd probably be in the end zone right now if she caught that ball.
Yeah. It was a bad snap, but Cantu was able to pick it up off the ground and still make a nice throw on that play. They're going back with the same formation. Cantu's back in a shotgun, waiting on a snap. This time it's a good snap. She's got good time. She's got a... Oh! The receiver never turned around, and Cantu was expecting the receiver to cut out, but the receiver kept running down the field, and number 45 had a play on the ball from the East. That was Tracy Wheelock from the West, from the Minnesota Maniacs, and she's slapping herself for not catching that one.
Yeah, Tracy Wheelock saw that ball all the way. The receiver did not even turn around, as you said, and that Tracy Wheelock had a good jump on that ball, but she couldn't bring it in for the interception. So I'm sure she wants that one back. But
there's definitely miscommunication there. The receiver and quarterback were not on the same page. Receiver was running a completely different route than the quarterback was throwing to. And, you know, you do expect that sometimes in an all-star game, but both those players are on the same team.
This brings up fourth down for the East. It's fourth and 15. Ball is on the 34-yard line.
They're going in shotgun formation, two receivers to left, two backs in the backfield. And she loses the snap but is able to pick it up. She has a receiver, and she throws an interception to Simone Shepherd of the Shockwave has a pick. She just stepped in front of the receiver and picked it off. That's a nice play by Simone Shepherd. So the West's offense is back on the field.
Simone wasn't able to bring that ball down on offense in the West's last offensive drive, but she made sure and made up for it with that interception there on defense. And Simone stays in on offense here with the West coming out. They have the ball on the 16-yard line of the East, first and 10. I'm sorry, 16-yard line of the West. So they're in their own territory right now, but they have the ball back.
And it's 3:10 left in the third quarter. No. it was a quick snap, and they gave the ball to Lion Dykus, who runs it out to the right. It's the fourth quarter. We kind of got mixed up with our quarters here. It's 2:52 left in the fourth quarter. Apologize for that, fans out there. Okay, the defense for the East is lining up. The West is coming to the ball. They split and two receivers out to the left and two to the right, single back in the backfield and a shotgun. It's a quick snap. Simone Shepherd gets the ball, and as soon as she gets hit, she pitches it to number 40. Who was that?
Number 15.
So that was as soon as Shepherd got hit in the backfield, she pitched it to number 15, who ran it out to the left and gained a few yards. That was an interesting play.
That was a nice athletic play by Simone Shepherd.
Do you think that was a design play, Julie?
I'm not sure if that was supposed to be an option or if she when she got hit, the ball just came out and happened to go to Natalie Nash. However, either way, the play worked. They picked up some yards. It'll be third and five for the West. It looks like they have timeout for the two-minute warning here. The East leads 20-0 against the West here in the IWFL 2011 All-Star Game.
Again, if you want to vote for fan favorite MVP of the game, text IWFL MVP to 313131. Enter text rate supply, and the MVP will be announced at the end of the game.
One last time, we'd like to send a big thanks to the city of Round Rock for allowing the IWFL to hold their championship weekend here every year. The people in Round Rock are incredibly friendly. The hotel and the community are very welcoming. They are happy to have us here, and we're happy to be here. And it's always a great time. If you ever get a chance to come down here and check out Championship Weekend, I highly recommend it.
The offense for the West is on the field. The defense for the East is coming out. And looks like we have trips out to the right. Single receiver to the left, shotgun, and a single back. Snap is good. She's rolling to her right, looks, and throws it out of bounds. The intended receiver was Simone Shepherd, but the ball was high and too far.
Unfortunately, the quarterback did not see number 28, Melissa McAlpin, for the Vixen out there. She was wide open, no defender on her. But the quarterback was pretty focused on Simone Shepherd on that one and overthrew the ball. So lands incomplete, brings up fourth down and five for the West with the ball on the 21-yard line.
1:55 left.
We'll see if the West has any tricks up their sleeve like the East pulled in the first half.
All right, they line up in the same formation. Trips to the right, it's a snap, she rolls to her right, looks, overthrows her receiver, nearly picked off by number...
Number 22, Erica Criswell from the Energy. It looked like Landakis was running a slant over the middle, and she was open, but the ball was thrown a little short to her, a little deep for the short receiver. So right in between, hit the defender, and the ball drops on the ground, but the ball is turned over on downs to the east side. With a minute 49 left to go in the game, the ball on the 21-yard line, and the East takes over. Laura Cantu for the East comes out one more time as quarterback for the East. Once again, like I said, there is a minute 49 left to go in the game. The East leads the game 20-0 against the West. Coming out with single receiver on the both sides of the ball, two backs, quarterback under center. And it looks like they're going to be happy just running the ball and hopefully running the clock out here. Handoff, and she was gang tackled in the backfield, probably a loss of 1 or 2 yards. That was number 11 running the ball, Kimberly Borian from the Freedom. Apparently the West isn't going to let this go so easily. They did call a timeout with a minute 39 left to go in the game. I think the West would like to have the ball back one more time. They had all their timeouts left, so they're going to go ahead and call this timeout. Hopefully the defense will be able to stop the East and the West will get the ball back and see what they can do. But right now we have second and 11 for the East. The ball on the 22-yard line. We'd like to thank the IWFL for hosting this All-Star game today, allowing all these players to come throughout the United States and to join together and to play in this game. A lot of these players have never been in a championship game or never had the opportunity, so it's really great for them to be able to come in and play in this All-Star game and to be involved in this weekend. The IWFL throws a great time over the weekend. They have a post-game party Saturday night after the championship game that they host at the hotel. They have a couple of tags for the players and fans that show up at the Wingate Hotel to make sure that everybody enjoys themselves. And it's really great to see players from different teams who are against each other all season cheering each other and hugging each other and laughing and having a great time once the season's over. So thank you, IWFL. We line up once again here in the East in the shotgun with two receivers out to the left. Ball is snapped low. Quarterback's just going to fall on it. And lost quite a few yards on that play, but I think she'd rather just let the clock run here. The West does call a timeout. It'll be third and long for the East.
There was a nice article in the Austin American Statesman about this weekend, so getting some nice publicity out here in Texas for the IWFL and the championship. So that's always good to see. We are back here still in Round Rock / Austin. The MVP for the game is East, number 68, Maureen Reynolds from the Freedom. So we thank all the fans who voted. There will be an announcement down on the field and a ceremony for that MVP. So that was nice of the fans. Again, that's from the Manchester Freedom, Maureen Reynolds, number 68. So we have a minute 27 left. East is winning the All-Star game 20-0. It's the East ball. It's third and 24, ball on the 35. Okay, the East is walking up to the ball. They have two receivers out to the left. Shotgun with two backs. Ball is snapped. It's a good snap. Cantu looks to throw. She throws to a receiver, number 11, Borian, out in the flat, and she gains a few yards but is tackled at the 33-yard line.
Like the West will be calling their last timeout with a minute 18 left to go in the game. It is fourth and very long for the East, so we'll see if what happens here. I doubt the East will punt the ball. He may just go for it, some little trick play that they have here, see if they can gain some yards. Maybe get a lucky score here towards the end of the game.
Get rid of that goose egg on the scoreboard. That would be nice. Again, during this timeout, I'd like to thank the City of Round Rock, the Wingate by Wyndham, BuildASign, the All-Star jerseys provided by Bolt Athletics, WFBK Talk and Independent Sports Network, and also Jeff Power TV Productions. Again, I'd also like to thank Ambient Energy's Tony Tejerina for sponsoring the broadcast of the TV production. So the IWFL can get some really good exposure on national TV. The East offense comes up to the ball. They're going to have what looks like bunch receivers on the right, single back in the backfield, Cantu under center, and a receiver out to the left. Fake the pitch, look to throw long, got number 18, looking to catch the ball, but it's just slightly overthrown.
That'll turn the ball over on down to the West, and with a minute 10 left to go in the game, they're going to have one last chance to put some points on the board. The West will have the ball first and 10 from the 33-yard line, and we'll see what they can do here with a minute 10 left to go in the game.
Need to try some little trickery or throw the ball along and get a score here at the end of the game. Get rid of that goose egg on the board for the West.
Except the reverse they ran earlier in the game went pretty well, but they may be looking to throw the ball because they'll have to stop the clock. They won't have any other way to stop the clock with just a minute 10 left to go, no timeouts. So they'll need to do something over towards the sideline so they can try and get out of bounds.
And the ball is snapped, and they do a little trick, and they pitch it, but the ball is thrown wide. It just was not well developed. So it was a shotgun formation. They had a back coming across, one of the receivers. The ball was pitched to the back. The back was looking to do a reverse pitch, and the ball just was tossed wide over her, I guess is the best way you can explain it.
Yeah, coming around for the reverse, they tried to pitch the ball back to the player on the reverse, and it was a poor pitch, and the ball ended up hitting the ground. The player on the reverse just ended up driving on the ball.
So with a minute left in the game, the East takes over. And they'll have first and 10 on the 25.
Looks like they're just going into victory formation here with a minute left to go in the game.
Right thing to do in an all-star game. At this point, no need to put any more points on the board. So Cantu takes a snap, takes a knee, and they'll snap it one more time, and that should do it for the game.
That's right. It looks like the East will be taking home the All-Star victory this year, East 20, West 0, IWFL 2011 All-Star game.
That about wraps it up there. Cantu steps back, takes a knee. And that'll do it for us here in Round Rock, Texas. We'd like to thank all of our listeners out there. I'd like to thank BJ for allowing us to put this on. Julie, any last words?
Once again, just like to point out that the All-Star voting that came in from the fans picked number 68, Maureen Reynolds from the Freedom, as the All-Star MVP. So congratulations to Maureen Reynolds. Congratulations to all the players who were chosen as All-Stars for the 2011 season. And hopefully we'll have just as successful a season next year as we did this year, and hope to have everybody back listening and playing again in 2012.
Thank you. That's all from Round Rock, Texas at the Kelly Reeves Sports Complex. Signing off.